So I was thinking of what song I wanted to do for the last Sunday of this year, and this song has been in my life for many, many years, and it means a lot to me, and I've gone through a lot this year, and I've questioned God often, and as I'm sure many of you have, but this song always tends to come on my Spotify playlist at the right time, so I wanted to share it with you, and it's called Strong Enough.
As I rest against this cold, hard wall, will you pass me by? Will you criticize me as I sit and cry? I had fought so hard and thought that all my battles had been won.
And so now comes to the third question. We have acknowledged what was, what is, and now we're going to focus on what is to come, what some would call resolutions for the new year. As we know, tomorrow is New Year's Day, January 1st, 2018. Woo! It's a new start. We begin with a new slate, blank slate, new possibilities, opportunities. And it's a reminder to us, yes, there's a reminder to us that God doesn't simply pre-order our lives and then watch us and it, you know, fall into place. Instead, we believe in the divine source who invites us to be co-creators with God. We believe in the divine source. I'm going to say that again. Who invites us to be co-creators with God. Okay? We are invited by the Holy Spirit to collaborate in writing the story of our lives. So what better invitation to accept and to respond to, especially when we're going to begin a new year, right? So this is the question. It's a big question, and it's part of the handouts that's coming out, and it's a contemplation reflection today. I want you to contemplate on this handout today and for the rest of this week, first week in 2018. It's in three parts, and this question is being passed out to you by Ron, and so I'm going to read that out to you, and it should be up on a slide as well. What is God's call for you in 2018? What is God's call for you in 2018? I'm going to pick on Melinda for a second. Because if someone was to say to me, what was Melinda's call in 2017? And she'll admit this. We haven't even discussed this. She's going to admit this. Boy, she struggled mightily with God's call to become the worship leader here at Harmony Toluca Lake. She said no four times until God said, you're going to say yes, right? But that's what I'm saying is that takes a lot of courage and insight, right, and contemplation. So what is God's call? What's tugging on your heart for 2018? Second part of this is, in what do you want to personally, professionally co-create with God in the new year? Can't answer that one like that, right? So it's going to take some thought. What do you want to personally, professionally co-create with God in this new year? And the third part is, what would you like to see happen here for this church community at Harmony Toluca Lake, in which we co-create with God in 2018? Because are you satisfied where we are? Are you satisfied where we are? No. In fact, I already know Madison and I have been talking about something that we're going to co-create for the community, right, in 2018, right? Yes. Right? So, but you have to dream it. And we're going to talk about that further next week when we get into the Magi, about this dreaming, right? So, just wanted to have this. These are some seriously deep questions, and I really do hope that you'll take the time to just reflect on that. What do you want to have happen with you and in your life to come directly and involve you with our Creator and Divine Source in all ways? And in so doing, in your contemplation, I'm going to remind you of something. I want you to let go of a phrase that incessantly grabs a hold of us. Well, if I only had more money, if I only had more time, if I only had more of this or I had more of that, right? Let it go. Let it go, because Jesus spoke in verbs. Jesus said, go, do, heal, forgive, get up, walk, love. These are active verbs. Those aren't passive verbs. Those are active verbs. There's no what if this or what if that, if I had this. No, no, no. Go, do, heal, get up, walk, forgive, love. And as the saying goes, without action, these are merely words. So, understand that no matter what decisions or choices that we have made or that we're going to make, God is always with us. God is always with us. And our amazing Creator loves us no matter what. And the key here is I want you to live life fully and allow God to work alongside you and through you. And let's have Christ's light shine brightly inside us and outside us so that many can see it. We want all to see that light. As Psalm 148 reminds us, we are connected to one another here in this moment, in this place, in this community, in this world, an awesome universe. And in our connection, we must be courageous. We must be courageous. We have to speak up. We have to speak out. It is time. We have to talk about equality. We have to talk about love. We have to talk about putting an end to sexual harassment. We have to care for those who are less fortunate, that are living out on the streets, and what are we going to do about it? We have to take a stand against bullying, especially against the LGBTQ community, youth, and children. And we have to be able to work for peace. And there's so many more things that we need to speak up and speak out on. So whatever stories we want told and actions we choose to take in this new year in 2017 with Christ at the center of our lives and every day, let us look in making a tremendous difference, not only individually, but collectively with each other and for this broken and hurting world. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace. Happy New Year. God bless you.